Moncrief on News Talk.
You can't beat a Sunday roast. Well, for a long time you could. It seemed to have gone out of fashion, but some claim there's a roast resurgence going on, with many restaurants putting it back on the menu. To explain what's happening, we're joined by the food writer and TV chef, Aisling Larkin. Good afternoon, Aisling.
Good afternoon.
So are roasts, are they hip again?
I think we're like, I don't think they ever went away from hotel menus. We've always had the carvery. It's always been a staple. But now on a lot of the more trendy eateries around the cities, we are definitely seeing these Sunday roast menus bring people together, you know, €40 a head. Come on in, have a little starter, have your kind of roast, all the trimmings, Yorkshire puddings, gravy, two potatoes, three vegetables. And like, I understand why. Like, cooking a roast at home is expensive. It's an awful lot of time and effort. So sometimes it is easier to just go out and enjoy it out.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know that kind of carvery roast is a bit, you know, it's a bit greasy, let's say. It mightn't always be, you know, I might like it a bit pink on the inside. You won't get that. And it wouldn't be the best.
It depends where you go. I mean, like, there's some establishments that have done it so well for years. And actually, in some hotels, it's probably some of the best things that they do, because they have chefs who've been doing it for 20 years and they're really, really well versed in it. And I think it's almost, again, taking it from dining out to coming home. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was the tradition that happened every Sunday, and the mom of the house, you know, had done this roast dinner for 20 years. So she had learned instinctively and intuitively how to do it. It was almost muscle memory, and it came part and parcel of kind of a ritual of a Sunday. And it was that family connection as well as knowing how to cook it. I think the reason the rise in popularity of going out for it is, one of the reasons is there's a real lost culinary skill happening in a generational level that people don't know how to do it properly at home. And like I said, it's the cost and it's the time. And people still want that family connection on a Sunday. They still want slow Sundays, sitting down, being together. But maybe in a way that suits them a little bit better is to go out and do it.
Yeah. What is the proper way of doing it, actually?
It depends. I mean, the very old school way I know when I was growing up, it was a roast beef that was in the oven. There was mashed potatoes. There was roast potatoes. There was a cauliflower cheese. There was mashed carrots and parsnips. There was broccoli. There was gravy. I mean, it's a mountain of work. You know, there would be mass in the morning. There'd be, you know, sports games. And then everybody would come home and mom would have slaved away for 5 or 6 hours to prepare this beautiful meal. And I suppose, like, family life has changed. Modern Ireland is not like that anymore.
Okay. So could that be one factor in the decline of Catholicism in Ireland, that people had to spend too much time getting the Sunday roast ready? They couldn't go to mass.
Anymore. Listen, mass was always fitted in before. And the Sunday sport.
The roast itself, though, should you slow roast it? Should you roast it in something?
Like, it depends on what you want to do. I suppose one of the factors for the decline is the cost of energy, first of all. So how long your oven is on for. So if you're roasting, the idea would be that you would take a cut of beef. So I suppose looking at what you're looking for, if you go to the supermarket or go to your butcher, something like a housekeeper's cut, right? Or an eye of round beef, you're talking maybe 12, €16 a kilo. That's a smart choice. Something like you're very exuberant, like your roast rib, your sirloin, you're possibly talking €25, €35 a kilo. Mm. So unless you know what you're doing, that's a big risk if you're going to not do it properly. The simple thing would be to get some fat in your pan, heat it up really hot, sear your beef on the outside really well, put it in the oven low and slow, 140, put it on for a couple of hours, use your meat thermometer, check your temperature, use some beef lard, dripping, baste it, and then take it out, rest it for 30 or 40 minutes, and then use those juices to make a gravy. That's if you know what you're doing, okay? And I mean, again, it's trial and error. And again, Sean, like, it comes back to, you know, you talk about Instagram versus reality. You know, years ago, as I said, the mom at home 20, 30 years ago, she had done this, you know, every Sunday for 20 odd years. So she'd made mistakes, but she'd learned along the way. Whereas now we're kind of in this generation of going, I want to do it once, and I want it to be perfect, and I want it to look perfect. And we almost don't give ourselves permission to maybe make a mistake here and there. I think a really nice way of doing it is to slow braise it. So if you have a slow cooker, so sear off that lovely piece of beef, put it in, add beef stock, add red wine, a couple of little herbs like rosemary, thyme, put the lid on it, go to mass, go do the sports activities, go for a walk, do whatever you need to do. Don't be worrying about it. And when you come back in 3 hours, that is going to be beautiful and tender and moist. And it's almost like a fail-safe way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but would you say the longer the better? Or can it be too long?
Yeah, there can be too long, particularly if it's in the oven, like it will dry out, you know. And I think the other thing that people worry about is the timing of a classic roast, getting everything hot on the table at the same time, having the potatoes warm. How do you keep everything warm? How do you get the veg on the table warm? In my house, I've kind of reinvented the Sunday roast a little bit, and I call it like my modern kind of Sunday roast grazing board. So I will do my beef, like I said, slow cook it, but then it's almost like a kind of a pick and mix, like a buffet style thing. So I will put out maybe some roasties, maybe some gorgeous truffle crisps. I'll do like a really nice flavored butter so that can kind of melt over the beef. So something like a caper butter or a blue cheese butter. I'll bake off some like bread rolls, ciabatta rolls in the oven, maybe some rocket leaves, a little bit of balsamic sea salt, and then have everything kind of laid out in little bowls. And then everybody kind of helps themselves, and it's a kind of a pick and mix. So if somebody arrives late, or there's sport on, or there was golf in the morning, you can kind of, the idea is everybody comes together at the same time. But also, if you end up in 2 hours late, it's not the end of the world. It's not dried out in the oven and you have somebody giving you dirty looks for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, stop. Aisling, I'd say on Sunday.
Absolutely. They have just to. We'll
make
be
sure,
ready to go.
Make sure to send over your address. I'm starving now. Aisling, thanks a million. That was Aisling Larkin there, the food writer and TV chef. Mother of Jesus, such a day to be talking about a roast dinner, says the texter. I must say, I never got that. You know, that kind of, you can't eat certain things when it's hot. I could eat anything when it's hot or cold. I still do a Sunday roast 90% of the time, family time, whenever they are home from college, etc. I'd hate to stop doing it at this stage, says Conrad. Well, no, you keep going. Good for you. I haven't had a Sunday roast in a lifetime. I sometimes miss the old Sunday roast. I guess modern life done for it, the Sunday roast. Hopefully it is making a comeback. Well, as you heard Aisling say there, but now, obviously, there are people like Conrad who are still doing it, who've always been doing it. But you can go to hotels or certain hip restaurants and get it now. Is she mad? She says it's very expensive to do roasts at home as opposed to spending 40 quid a head in a restaurant. We're a family of five. There's no way we could afford €200 for a Sunday dinner. Yes, someone else says 48. That's $160. Yes, that is quite a lot of money. What's hard about making a Sunday roast? Put a chicken in the oven and leave it there till it's cooked. That's not hard. No, I suppose it's not, if you look at it that way.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.